Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Monday edition, begins right now. So much to talk with you about today. I mean, it's overwhelming the amount of information I have for you today that I did not have last night on the MonsterCast. By the way, let me give a quick recap of the MonsterCast last night. Grover Norquist joined me last night. Always fun to have Grover on. I'm going to follow up with Grover Norquist and Peter Sutterfield, who have information about the financial systems and small groups of activists using shareholder meetings to attack our Second Amendment rights. This is something that Grover Norquist, the founder, of course, of Americans for Tax Reform, is all over. More on this in coming programs, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. Grover, unfortunately, had to cut his time short. Happens, live radio. He had a babysitting issue that he simply had to deal with at that moment in time. So we cut him loose. Hour two, Rob Pincus jumped on for a little bit to talk a little bit about Virginia Beach and some of the takeaways from what happened in Virginia Beach, not the least of which, the two main takeaways that he and I were in agreement on were not everybody will collapse when faced with someone fighting back with a firearm, as the case was in Virginia Beach, where the individual came prepared to engage. And he did. And it's very, very rare that we see that. As you know, 9 out of 10 times, these coward mass killers collapse and take their own life or flee when they're confronted with somebody who's throwing lead back at them. That was not the case in Virginia Beach. Virginia Beach police, very brave officers, got into with somebody suicidal. I want you to think about this. They're fighting someone who doesn't care about dying. That changes the game. That absolutely changes the game. And these cops went into this thing knowing that. They had to know it. And a 5 to 8 minute gun battle ensued. Very harrowing, very brave officers in Virginia Beach that did that. And eventually they were successful. No cops were killed, thank God. And the suspect was dead, made dead by those brave Virginia Beach officers. That was the first takeaway. The second takeaway was, if somebody's going to be willing to engage in combat at the time that they're perpetrating a mass killer event, an active shooter event like this, and you were to take them on, you had better have enough ammunition. Ammunition was part of the discussion yesterday. The third takeaway, if we would really call it a takeaway, really wasn't a takeaway from Virginia Beach. I've been talking about this for a long time. I just used Virginia Beach as an example last night. And that was no AR-15. What is the lunatic fringe screaming cry wolf leftist going to do now that there was no demonic AR-15 in play? You know, the weapon of choice of mass killers, the weapon of war that doesn't belong on America's streets. What happens then? I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program because I want to continue that discussion with you. I have questions. I have a gut feeling. I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But those were the two, maybe if you want to consider the AR-15 a takeaway, three takeaways from Virginia Beach that I discussed yesterday. In addition to that, Beth Bauman jumped in the mix. So we had a great program yesterday for you. I hope you enjoyed it, save for a couple technical issues, but it's live radio. That happens from time to time. All right, today, let me jump in here today. I have so much to cover with you. First of all, some notes that I took from yesterday, and then bam, all of a sudden, new reports began to pop up. First of all, Chicago. I have to go to Chicago first. I don't have to, but I'm going to. Because the Chicago Tribune is, and I really do got to give mad props to the Chicago Tribune following the carnage on the streets of that city. The Chicago Tribune has done an exceptional job, award-winning as far as I'm concerned, in covering just the mass chaos that gun control havoc, the gun control wreaked havoc in the city of Chicago. The utter failure of gun control on full display in the city of Chicago, which is why you never hear Shannon Watts, Mike Bloomberg, the Brady campaign, Gabby Giffords, or the rest of them. I don't even bother with those little kids that don't know anything out of Parkland. They don't know. They're clueless. But most violent weekend in Chicago in 2019 occurred this weekend. At least 50 people were shot, 10 fatally. 50 people shot in Chicago, 10 of them fatally. It's the most violent weekend of the year, with a death toll that was even higher than the long Memorial Day weekend, and we reported on that. Check this out. More than half the victims were wounded during a 12-hour, what the Chicago Tribune is calling, burst of gunfire from Friday evening to Saturday morning. At least four of the 31 people who were shot during that time died after attacks on the west side and the south side. We keep telling you, we know where this carnage is occurring in Chicago. It's generally speaking the west and south side. It is also most likely gang-related violence. And there is, unfortunately, collateral damage when that occurs. But by the time the weekend was over, at least 10 people were dead. That means probably someone else is going to die as a result of the chaos, just chaos in gun-controlled Chicago. Last weekend, Memorial Day. Let me try to put this in perspective for you. I know it's difficult to wrap your heads around these numbers. But the Memorial Day weekend, the weekend prior, at least 43 people were shot. Seven of those fatally. We reported you that number over Memorial Day weekend. The death toll has not risen, thankfully. 43 people, seven were killed. 10 people killed over this previous weekend. 50 shot. That's 93 people shot. 17 people killed. At least 17 people killed. Now, I've been doing this a long time, and when you see the words at least, I can promise you that number is going to go up. Eddie Johnson, the police superintendent in Chicago. I mean, I don't know how this guy stands in front of a camera with a straight face. I don't know how Rahm Emanuel did it. I don't know how the new mayor is going to do it. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to sit. She's already done it. She's going to sit there and she's going to scream that we've got to do something. That she's going to blame Indiana. She's going to blame Wisconsin because that's where the guns are coming from. Some phony pipeline, you know, narrative that she's going to make up or continue with, nonetheless. When the reality is that her and Eddie Johnson and Rahm Emanuel and every mayor before them, which was the Dailies basically since forever, are incapable of getting their hands on crime in Chicago, period. It's that simple. Think about this. 43 people shot, at least 17 people killed. At 9:30 earlier today, Eddie Johnson had a press conference to discuss the weekend violence and enforcement initiatives. Enforcement initiatives. Well, he's ordered targeted patrols. What did he talk about? Targeted patrols is one thing he focused on today in areas of potential retaliation by gangs, which is basically the entire south and west sides of Chicago. And I quote him, "Those efforts have resulted in 19 arrests on gun-related charges and 81 illegal weapons seized since Friday evening. Several people of interest are also being questioned in relation to some of our incidents. And detectives," he said, "have good video leads in others." Sunday morning, here's how this generally goes down in Chicago. Two men are found dead about 6 o'clock inside a car that had been riddled with at least a dozen rounds. Tavion Matthews was the driver. He's 22 years old, was 22, was shot several times in the back. And a passenger, whose name was Marcus Walker Jr., was 25. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Of course, they were pronounced dead at the scene. The two were shot, according to the Chicago Tribune, when at least a couple people in another car, a white car, pulled up, traveling west, and opened fire on their vehicle. Now, do you think that's random? Of course it's not random. That was a targeted hit. That's how gang violence unfolds. These morons are fighting over their turf. That's our street. This is our drug dealing. This is yours. Yeah, how are you going to stop this? Gun control is not going to stop anything. No gun control, which only applies to law-abiding people who follow the law, is going to stop any of the carnage. And it never will. Chicago, until they get heavy-handed with their police tactics, is going to continue to suffer this level of violence. And the good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding people of the entire state of Illinois are going to suffer as a result. Because, unfortunately, what happens in Chicago happens downstate as well. You're listening in Illinois now. I feel terrible for you. Unfortunately, until you can rid Chicago of the Democrat machine that has controlled the city for decades, this progressive infection that has ruled the city of Chicago for decades, it's going to continue. It's a sad statement, but it's absolutely 100% true. Chicago will never see a reduction in gun violence until they begin allowing and accept the fact that good people with firearms save lives and knock off this push for gun control and quit blaming. Because we've given you some of the stories, haven't we? Yes, we have, in Chicago, of good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding citizens who have saved themselves in Chicago. Men, women, of all walks of life. Get ready to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation with you. So much to talk about. I hope I can get it all in today. Back after this. All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrived, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
93 people shot in Chicago. You know, I was thinking that during the break. It's incredible. But we've been talking about this for years. Since I've been on the airwaves in 10 years, you know, I don't have the actual number of how many people have been shot and how many people have been killed by gunfire in Chicago over the last 10 years. I'm going to look for those numbers, and I'll give them to you as soon as I can. I'm not going to do it right now, obviously, and I'm not going to have time to do it during the break. I've never looked back over the previous decade. Here's what I can tell you, and I do want to stay on Chicago maybe a little bit longer than I wanted to, but there's a reason for that. Because, again, the Chicago Tribune, I got to give mad props to the Chicago Tribune. This is a piece that came out, again, today. This is data through Monday, June 3rd, today, in Chicago. 956 people have been shot this year. That is 116 fewer than 2018. And they're talking about that being great. Well, it is great that there are 118 or 116 fewer than last year. But summer's just getting started. And when you're looking at numbers like this weekend and Memorial Weekend, Lord knows what's going to happen for the remainder of the year. Shootings so far this year. And you know what? Here's going back to 2012. So why don't we do this together? Why don't we add this up together live on the radio today? In 2012, there were 947 shootings. 2012. In 2013, so far this year. And again, this is right up to June. 786 shootings. Remember, up to June 3rd. 2014, 890 shootings, up to June 3rd of 2014. In 2015, it was an even 1,000. That's easy enough to add, isn't it? And then in 2016, it was 1,573. We gave you those numbers. Isn't that crazy? In 2017, it was 1,421. That's insane. In 2018, it was 1,072. And then this year so far, it's 956. That gives us a grand total from 2012 to 2019, 7 years, just counting from January 1st to June 3rd, 8,645 people shot. 8,645 people shot. Now, if we were to double that, June's halfway through the year, you're looking at between 16,000, 17,000 and 20,000 people who have been shot in the city of Chicago just in the last 7 years. You can fill an arena for a concert. You can fill Madison Square Garden. Think about the magnitude of these numbers we're talking about. How's that gun control working out for you? It's interesting because according to the Tribune, I want to give you some of the demos on these things. When for the previous 365 days, the Tribune does really good work and goes back and looks at where these things happen, at what time they happen. Okay? They break it down by day, time, month. Shooting victims are most concentrated, according to the Tribune, in the South and West Sides, as we've been telling you. For shooting victims so far in 2018, you can look at this map and see the red dots are fatal and the blue non-fatal. The victims of these shootings, I've done this before and I'm going to do it now. The 50 most recent victims, and get this, only go back to May 26th. To May 26th. Now, I've read you the names of them before. I'm not going to do that now. But I will tell you that 1:33 a.m. on May 26th, a 27-year-old male, and at the exact same time, a 25-year-old female. 3:24 a.m. on the 26th. A 23-year-old male, 12:56 a.m. on the 26th of May. A 23-year-old male, 1:33 a.m., a 19-year-old male. 6:02 a.m., a 28-year-old male. 6:02 a.m., a 27-year-old male. 6:02 a.m., a 31-year-old female. 11:39, a male. 11:39 in the morning on 11:39 in the morning on May 26th, a male. 6:02 a.m., doesn't say, just a killing or a shooting. No, these are shooting victims. This is unbelievable stuff. So take a look at the Chicago Tribune and take a look at the demographics. Take a look at these numbers and think the next time you hear the gun grabbers screaming for more gun control, simply look at Chicago and say, how's that working out for you? So let me use that as a segue to my gut feeling that I spoke about yesterday before I go into any other topic. I believe, And this, again, reinforces, if you were listening yesterday, you heard Beth Bauman from Town Hall when I told her my gut feeling, which is that I think Americans are finally catching on to this stuff. When you see what happened in Virginia Beach, and it wasn't the demonized AR-15, but it was a Glock handgun, a Glock 21 45 caliber handgun that was used to kill 12 people and then himself, well, he was killed by cops. But it was used to kill 12 people in a span of minutes before the cops arrived and engaged him in a gun battle, and he was killed. 12 people were killed. Others were wounded, but 12 were dead. And it wasn't a demonized AR-15, but a pistol. It doesn't seem to make the case of the gun grabbers who are constantly screaming that we have to do something. We have to start with removing these weapons of war. And in the same breath, they will tell you, nobody wants to take your guns. We don't want to take your pistols. We don't want to take your handguns. But no one needs a weapon of war on the streets. When it wasn't a quote-unquote weapon of war that was used, their entire argument falls apart. They begin to crumble. And the more Americans hear this, time after time after time, when a killer enters a gun-free zone and begins to have his way with however many victims he can rack up because everyone there is defenseless, and the screams come out for gun control, Americans are now rolling their eyes because we know this isn't a gun control problem. And when it's not the demonic AR-15, apparently those people are okay with you keeping your pistol because, well, you know, it's a pistol, you can have a pistol. Even when that gun, their logic falls apart. Their logic that applies to the AR-15 when they make that argument should also apply to the handgun, is what I'm trying to tell you. But it doesn't. They'll tell you they don't want to come after your handguns. Only those weapons of war. What about when they're not used? Logically, that would tell me that they're okay with 12 people because those people were dead by a criminal who only used a pistol. Virginia Tech, for example. I counted those two shootings. 32 people dead in Virginia Tech with a Glock 19 compact 9mm and a Walther P-22. 32 people killed. Virginia Tech, also a Glock 21, 45 caliber. 12 people killed. 32 plus 10 is 42 plus 2. Carry that up. It's 44 people. 44 people with a Glock handgun. Two Glock handguns. Apparently, they're okay with that. I do not hear these people screaming for my handgun yet. But that's coming because America is on to this. We see the phony calls for gun control are nothing but lies from the left. And I think Americans are catching on to that because of what I just pointed out to you. Wait a minute. Why aren't they mad about this or why aren't they mad about that? When we come back from the break, we'll continue the conversation. But I do want to leave you with this. If those same folks that were screaming for your AR-15 were honest, they would also be screaming for your pistol. Because a pistol was used in Virginia Beach to murder 12 innocent people back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Juliet Kymans, the name ring a bell. She's the one I was remarking on yesterday on the Monster broadcast, who had written this opinion piece in the Washington Post that is probably the stupidest thing I believe I've ever seen. It is, again, more proof positive that the left is just losing their mojo on this argument. The depths that they will go and that they will sink to in order to try to drive home this ban crusade that they're on, I believe most Americans are not falling for this any longer. Juliet came and wrote a piece about Virginia Beach being a game changer. Why? Because the killer used a quote-unquote silencer. Silencers are actually suppressors. That would be the more accurate term. However, the inventor himself called it a silencer. Even though it doesn't silence a gunshot, it suppresses the sound of gunfire by a few decibels, making the handgun just a tad bit quieter, but not silent. Anybody who's ever shot a silenced weapon, suppressed weapon, as I have, knows darn good and well you still need to use your hearing protection. That would be the safe bet. And inside the cavernous halls, this is not Hollywood. It is not fit, but it is bang, 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 bang. It's not just bang, 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 bang. Catch me on that one. Sorry, I didn't mean to blow your ears out. It's still extremely loud. It is a gunshot. It is unmistakable as a gunshot. And this woman went on to try to lay claim to the fact that this was a game changer because the silenced weapon changed the game, as if no one could hear the gunfire, and that couldn't be further from the truth. Having said that, I want to take you to Donald Trump's press conference today, or let me just say the comments. It wasn't a press conference. It was remarks by President Trump right before Marine One departure on yesterday at 8:08 p.m. on the South Lawn. I did not see this last night until this morning, or I would have talked about it. But take a listen to what President Trump had to say in response to this question. The suspect in the Virginia Beach shooting used a silencer on his weapon, Mr. President. Do you believe that silencers should be restricted? Trump's response, I don't like them at all. Let me repeat that. Mr. President. Yes, you over there. The suspect in the Virginia Beach shooting used a silencer on his weapon, Mr. President. Do you believe that silencers should be restricted? President Trump replies, I don't like them at all. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is he talking about? Now, we're going to get into this later in the week. I can't wait to see some commentary. I'll probably write something about this up for my column for AmmoLand this week. This is intriguing for a lot of different reasons. Let's go back to bump stocks. Nobody needs a bump stock. This ain't about the bump stock. This is about feds being able to rewrite regulatory rules and make you a felon overnight simply by changing a definition. Some bureaucrat. Wasn't done by Congress. Wasn't passed into law. It wasn't signed by a president. A bureaucrat decided, as they were being pushed to do, to change the definition of something that even the Obama ATF and DOJ couldn't do. It was too much of a stretch for them. And these were the worst gun-hating freaks in American history to occupy the White House and the DOJ at the time, up until that time. And even they couldn't stretch it. But somehow, the most pro-gun president in years stretched it and changed the definition of an inanimate piece of plastic with no moving parts into a machine gun. Let's rocket forward to that question one more time. The suspect in the Virginia Beach shooting used a silencer on his weapon, Mr. President. Do you believe the silencer should be restricted? The president, I don't like them at all. First of all, let's go to the question itself. Do you need? I don't know who asked the question, but does it matter? The individual who asked the question just told you what they thought. Why would the word restricted even come into play? It's their default. It's their knee jerk. Look what the killer used. Do we need to restrict it? Because a killer used it. So the rest of America can't because a killer chose to use it. How about this question? The drunk driving suspect in Minnetonka, Minnesota yesterday used a Ford F-150 pickup truck. Mr. President, do you believe that Ford F-150 pickup trucks should be restricted? Mr. President, I don't like them at all. Sound like a stretch? It's not a stretch. Sir, Mr. President. An individual was carrying a Bible. Do you see where I'm going with this? We could go on and on and on. These people automatically default to the killer used that. Should we restrict it and ban it? Because that's what restrict means, ban. Now, if you know anything about how you have to go about getting a suppressor, it's still part of the National Firearms Act. It shouldn't be. And the left is now coming out of the woodworks blaming Republicans for wanting to loosen restrictions on silencers, suppressors. I know I hate the term silencer too. Tell that to the largest manufacturer and seller of silencers, Silencer Co. I'm sorry, sometimes when you hear it, you default to it. I probably shouldn't, but it just comes out. Silencer Co. makes suppressors. They call themselves Silencer Co. So, you know, don't blame me. I do the best I can. But they're all still restricted under the National Firearms Act. You have to pay good bucks. From figure on average anywhere from $600 to $800 for a decent silencer, suppressor for a, you know, for a, maybe a Glock, etc. You have to go through multiple background checks, very thorough background checks by Department of Justice. And you have to pay a $200 tax, $200 fine. It's called a tax stamp. And that number hasn't risen, by the way, since 1930s. $200 is not what it was in the 1930s, is it? So be happy that they haven't adjusted that to inflation. But that's what you have to go through, the process. And it will generally take anywhere and can take anywhere from 6 months to a year for that paperwork to process, depending on how backed up the ATF is. In many cases, they won't even acknowledge the receipt of your paperwork for a number of, a number of months as you wait out the process. Anybody who's ever bought an SBR, short barrel rifle, or a fully automatic weapon knows this. It's the same thing. Silencers fall in the same category as fully automatic weapons and SBRs, short-barreled rifles, and they shouldn't. There's been a big push as of late, the Hearing Protection Act, and that is it does make a big difference. If you do a lot of shooting, if you do a lot of target practicing, if you're shooting for sport. Now, as we've discussed before, suppressors are very impractical. They're very rarely, I don't recall ever seeing one used in a crime, but particularly a heinous crime like this. In the past. So it's only logical that the left, who doesn't know anything about guns, who actually writes opinion pieces for the Washington Post, thinking that silencers go and no one knows there's gunfire or no one can hear it because she's stupid and doesn't understand what she's even writing about and didn't even do her homework, would stand up and say, we need to ban this. That's the whole premise of the question. So that's the premise of the question. The left coming out immediately asking, should it be restricted? We need to ban this because a killer used it. Now let's go to the president's response. I don't like them at all. What does that mean? Is that the same kind of green light that we saw? Yes, unfortunately, from the National Rifle Association about bump stocks. Is that Trump saying, I wouldn't mind, I don't care, because I don't like them? Well, let me tell you something. I don't care what Donald Trump thinks. I don't care if he likes them. Maybe that's just him saying, I don't like them. They don't mean anything to me. Now, I don't have any sound suppressors. I know plenty of people who do. And I am kind of in the market for one. I would love to have one. Here's what's going to happen relative to suppressors. You're going to see them fly off the shelves now. You're going to see a ton of paperwork go through. Why? Simply because that question was even asked by a reporter of the President of the United States. Because you can sense it, can't you? Now they're going to start coming after silenced weapons. Wait till you hear over the coming days, weeks, and months more gibberish that comes out about this. This is as predictable, as I said yesterday, as the sunrise tomorrow morning. They're going to do it, and you're going to hear stupid comments like we did in that Washington Post piece about that. More coming on that, I can promise you. Good heavens. When we come back, I have more to cover with you. I'm running out of time. I apologize. Don't go away. We'll be back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com.
saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Okay, welcome back. Segment four already. Hard to believe. So I want to get some business out of the way because I know you're a gun lover and I know that you need to know this. The time's running out here. Let me just put it that way. The clock is ticking. So if you want to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun, and I know I would, I'm just not allowed to do this. I wish I could participate. My gosh, especially in all these things I've told you about over the years. But the USCCA wants to make your dream come true. They are, as you know, here to help train and protect the responsible gun owners like us. And right now, they're giving away free guns every single day, so make sure to check it out. A different gun every single day, but it ends Friday, June 21st. I told you about it a couple weeks ago and last week. June 21st, it ends. The official rules are on the page. Just text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. I tell you this all the time. You can enter right now. You're going to get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, could be 17 Glocks, could be, I don't know, pick one, 17 new SIGs, could be 17 ARs. All you have to do is text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you could win yours for free. It ends soon. Don't forget, the guns flip. You know the routine. The different gun that's available for free flips every single night at midnight. So don't put it off. I don't want you to miss the chance. Remember, June 21st, it ends for the gun giveaways. That's texting ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Don't forget to do that. Go back to President Trump for just a moment. His remarks from the press, from his press briefing before he took off and headed overseas. The suspect in the Virginia Beach shooting used a silencer on his weapon. Mr. President, do you believe that silencers should be restricted? I don't like them at all, was Trump's response. Very hard to read into that. However, I don't like his response at all. Now, I'm hopeful his sons will set him straight on a suppressor. And I was asked during the break. I got a couple emails already. I don't know what he meant by that. I can't tell you that. But it is very reminiscent of what we saw with bump stocks, a reply like that. That's why I'm leaning towards the I don't like what I saw here. And not, oh, don't worry about it. That was just Trump saying that he doesn't like them. Not when we saw what we saw with bump stocks. Hundreds of thousands of your fellow law-abiding citizens were turned into felons overnight, punishable by a decade in prison, $250,000 in fines. not to mention a convicted felon for the rest of your life. Imagine that. For doing what? Lawfully buying something that someone a couple years later decided they didn't like? That's exactly what happened. Sound suppressors for firearms are legal. They are lawful. And you're going to see a spike in their sales, I can promise you that. Going to happen. Probably noticeable to gun dealers already today. But you watch what happens over the course of the next week, 10 days, 10 weeks, 10 months, next 12 months. Mark my word. You're going to see the inventory begin to deplete. This is not our first rodeo. We've seen this before. All right, let's move on to something else. And this is actually kind of a fun story, but predictable, but fun. Predictable, but fun. New York State, I've been talking with you about the Supreme Court SCOTUS review of the New York case that is the storage, safe travel storage, whatever they want to call it. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. And the state of New York and that Cuomo, these gun-hating freaks, are scared to death because they pretty much feel that the Supreme Court is going to overturn their law. And by that, it's going to be kicking out a centerpiece card that's holding up the rest of their gun control house of cards. Blue state Dems are watching this very, very carefully. What happened here, and this is important. So a site I want you to check out, 2AWNY.com, 2AWesternNewYork.com, 2AWNY.com. One of their press releases just went out. New York State Senate attempting to derail SCOTUS review of case impacting all New York gun owners. Understand, we've talked about it before with Mr. Gottlieb. The case before SCOTUS right now challenges the city's ban. Now get this, I'll quote, on transferring even licensed unloaded guns anywhere outside the city limits, including to a weekend home or shooting range for target practice. New York State Rifle and Pistol Association describes that, of course, as draconian, and it is. You have New York City Assistant Corporation Counsel, his name is Richard Deering. He tried to argue that because the city, this is what we talked about with Alan Gottlieb, but because the city is working to change it, to bring the rule in a manner that resolves the concerns raised by the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association, that the Supreme Court doesn't have to hear the case now. We can just make it a moot case is what it's called. No. The Supreme Court said, nah, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. They were unable to convince the Supreme Court that the case should no longer be active and viable because we're going to fix it. You remember us talking about it on the Monster program. I love the way this press release is written. Still stinging from the defeat suffered in April, progressive auto cat Brian Kavanaugh. He's a Democrat from somewhere in New York, 26th Senate District in New York. He's taken up the cause of the counsel who I just told you. His name is Deering. And on Wednesday, this past week, just a few days ago, introduced S-6151 at a meeting of the Senate Codes Committee. What is S-6151? The bill would amend the state penalties, the laws, that would allow now New York City firearms permit holders, licensees, to transport a legally owned handgun directly to and from specified locations, provided that the handgun is transported unloaded in a locked container with the ammunition carried separately. So it got out of the Codes Committee on a 9-4 vote on Wednesday. And it's going to be heard on the Senate floor as early as this week. We'll keep you advised on this. And what they're trying to do is effectively, preemptively change New York City's firearms transport rules in such a way that the Supreme Court has to dismiss New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City. But that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Here is probably the most important takeaway from this press release. It's important to understand, why are they doing this? Why are the progressive, gun-hating, New York Democrat, gun-hating, freedom-hating zealots, why are they attempting to do this? So the question is this. Why are progressive mouthpieces like Deering, Kavanaugh, and New York, now this is New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, far left organization. Why are Kavanaugh, Deering, and New Yorkers Against Gun Violence rooting for an expansion of New Yorkers' Second Amendment civil rights, even as minor as those allowed by S6151? See, they all support it. So what are they essentially supporting? They're supporting expanding our rights to do what in New York? What did I tell you? I said, pay careful attention to this. It would permit you to transport directly to and from specified locations, provided the handgun is transported unloaded in a locked container with the ammunition carried separately. All these rules and regulations is an expansion of rights in New York. Are you following me? It's like New Jersey, where good things happening in New Jersey for gun owners means no more bad stuff occurred. Okay? This is convoluted garbage these people in New York have to put up with. But the far-left progressives are trying to advance these to make it look like they're advancing gun rights for one reason only. Because they recognize that the Supreme Court justices likely are not going to agree to hear the New York State Rifle Pistol Association case if they did not intend to reverse the New York's firearms transport rule, period. They know they're going to lose. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They know they're going to lose. And they are in a panic over it. Because this is kicking out one of the key cards, the ace of spades down there, whap, that's going to help eventually bring down their entire house of cards of known as New York State gun control. They're freaking out over it as well. They should. All right, we're running out of time. Here's the deal. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done that. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm sorry the clock got me, but we'll do it again tomorrow. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.